This is Scientific American Science Quickly. I'm Christopher Intagliata. It's easy to get lost in the salt pans of Tunisia. There are these featureless plains in the desert where the ground is sometimes the blinding white color of salt.
So it's a very strange feeling, and some people really feel uncomfortable there because you basically don't see anything.
Marcus Knaden is at the Max Planck Institute for Chemical Ecology in Jena, Germany. And he does field work in the salt pans with his colleague Marilia Freira.
So actually the car that we drove was often the landmark so we could know how to return back to it because it's very easy to get lost.
While it's easy to get lost for them, that's not really the case for their study subjects, a type of desert ant that can walk for more than half a mile over these flat plains and still find its way home. And to be fair, the ants have a few tricks to be able to do that.
What we know from them is they use a sun compass to get an idea in which direction they walk. And they count their steps to get an idea the distances they cover in the individual directions. And by that, they always compute their relative position to the nest.
But the scientists noticed the ants had another trick too. The farther their burrows were into that flat, featureless plain, away from plants and rocks and other landmarks, the more the ants tended to build these big mounds at the entrances of their nests. They're like volcano-looking humps in the salt pan, sometimes more than 10 inches tall. And to get some sense of scale there, for these tiny ants, that's the equivalent of a human standing in front of a mountain the size of London's Big Ben. It's pretty big. And the researchers wanted to see if the ants really use these things for navigation, or if they were used for something else. So they destroyed a number of the mounds and put tall cylinders at some of the nest entrances instead. And at others, they put no landmark at all.
And what we realized was that ants with no artificial landmarks displayed a bigger effort into rebuilding their nest mound surrounding their nest entrance than those that had the artificial visual landmarks.
In other words, the ants presumably needed some sort of landmark at the colony to ensure everyone would find it. And if it wasn't there, they'd build it. The details are in the journal Current Biology. The scientists say the ants must be working together to do this, because the ones going out to forage need to collectively agree with the ones who stay put in the nest that the colony needs these landmarks. So the explorers need to convince the homebodies to build one. Knaden says it's remarkable the ants can do all that with such tiny brains.
Well, that always fascinates me, and that makes me always thinking, why aren't we much, much better with our big brain? But I'm so bad in navigation compared to those ants. I'm a bit jealous.
Then again, we don't really have to do what the ants do, because our big brains invented GPS.